The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Alwyn Moran is back with me for the Kids Clinic this week, the neurodevelopment therapist and founder of Cogni Kids, to talk about kids maybe who are reluctant to put on certain items of clothing. Mm-hmm. So what is going on when that happens, Alwyn?
Basically, their little nervous systems are overwhelmed. So they are having trouble kind of receiving, organizing and implementing the sensory input. So their brain becomes overwhelmed. It finds it really difficult then to actually understand kind of what's happening. So their whole little system becomes kind of out of whack, essentially.
And why might that happen?
It can happen. Sporadically up to around the age of 6 or 7. And at 6 or 7, then that's when we think called the corpus callosum, which is, it's almost like the M50 between the left and the right hemisphere. So it helps the two hemispheres to kind of communicate. So that develops when children are around 6 or 7. So it is kind of, like normal for sporadic kind of new sensory inputs to cause a little bit of difficulty until they're kind of desensitized. But after the age of 6 or 7, and if they're persistent, we would then suggest that maybe have a look if there are any other behaviors that are a little bit challenging or a little bit concerning.
Okay.
And then maybe go and have a talk with somebody. There could be something like sensory processing going on, or, you know, a lot of the time, sensory issues go hand in hand with autism, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, and so on.
Okay. Well, so the good news for most people is they'll grow out of it effectively age 6 or 7.
Once their systems kind of balance out. Yep.
You can't send them into school in the nip, though, until they're 6 or 7.
Not appropriate.
So, you know, much as we've tried. So how do you deal with this?
Much as they've tried often as well.
And
many
know,
more.
Don't tell me about it.
Exactly.
Anyway, so how do you deal with it? Let's imagine, because it's a good time of year to talk about it.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
You know, maybe kids who, as they get closer to 6 or 7, they're into the routine. But maybe somebody who's starting a Montessori or creche or childminder for the first time.
Yeah.
And they've been just tottering about the house in baby grows or whatever they wanted to, or a pair of wellies only when they went outside.
Wellies and a nappy.
Mum or dad tries to put on shoes and socks and they think, ah, sorry, what's this about?
Yeah. So if you actually think what is going on for them, like around that particularly, it's a really great example because there's so much. There's a whole new routine, whole new experience. So their little bodies and brains are actually overwhelmed already. So oftentimes, kind of putting on new kind of textures in, you know, those more restrictive shoes or, you know, socks with ribs on them, even like polo necks, tights, things like that, that can really, that can be the straw that breaks the camel's back in terms of what they can cope with. So I've worked with kids who would describe like wearing a polo neck almost like feeling like they're being choked because it just feels so tight and so restrictive. Or you'd often hear of teachers kind of talking about little ones and they're real fidgety and they can't sit and, you know, they don't like the back of the seat against them.
Yeah.
And again, that could be something that called a primitive reflex, which they shouldn't have beyond the age of 1. So what can parents do? They can really, first of all, look for soft. If you notice that your kids are really battling with the shoes and the socks, look for socks that have no ribs in them.
Okay.
So it's often the rib in the toe, you know, the one that goes like across almost like the bottom of the toenails there.
You
can
get the seamless socks, can't you?
You need the seamless socks, absolutely, yes, because that just takes... So kids would describe that seam as really irritating. It makes their foot feel like as if it's on fire. So if you can take that away from them, so provide some seamless socks. Then if you look at kind of the restrictive shoes and, you know, big clunky runners, things like that, they can often feel very overwhelming on the feet. So there's really nice wide toe box shoes that allow the toes to spread out, doesn't restrict or squash the toes. So have a look and try and find something like that, that little ones will be much happier. Let's just say you're not looking convinced, but
no,
they would be less resistant. Let's say it that way.
You just need to lower your expectations for a while. And you know what? If they want to go into creche in just a pair of Crocs,
absolutely. Well, it depends. Yeah, and like I know some schools have rules about what types of shoes that they have to have
on and things like that.
I'm living on the edge, Kieran. Yeah. And then if kids don't like coming into the winter now, you know, if they have to wear things like tights, they literally can make their legs feel like as if there's like ants crawling all over them.
On that as well, I remember hearing this advice in the context of food and, you know, how to get the kids to eat their greens and vegetables. And somebody said to me, and it's always stuck with me, bear in mind, there'll be vegetables they genuinely don't like, in the same way that there's some food that you as an adult genuinely don't like.
Yeah.
And you mentioned polo necks. I'd never wear a polo neck. I hate the sensation of wearing a polo neck. I'm still the same. I would feel like I was being choked.
Yeah.
Like that kid.
Yeah.
And I just wonder as well, do you have to, is there a certain point you can, maybe, and it's through trial and error, you'll realise, actually, you know what? There was maybe kind of a bit of nervous system overload. There was all these other issues. Actually, I think they just don't like the sensation of wool against their skin, for example. They just hate it.
Could be, absolutely could be. There are certain, you know, like we all react, overreact or underreact to certain kind of sensory inputs. And it's just when that becomes a problem is when it's like to more than one thing.
Okay.
And it's persistent. So persistent to the point that's causing an issue. So, you know, yeah, okay, you didn't like polo neck. I know loads of people that don't like
polo
neck.
Also, they look stupid. That's another reason I want. They actually look stupid.
In certain situations.
Grown adults should not be wearing polo necks.
You could go for a crew neck,
no,
you know,
stop.
Like, yeah, put your kids into a little crew neck or something like that. Yeah, there are always ways around things. But you are right. You know, like it might just be the case of it. That is a no-no. That's not happening.
Might there be a sensitive skin issue for some
there
of them as
be.
Well?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no, 100%.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can trigger things. You know, it can even trigger because it's itchy.
Yeah.
It can trigger like psoriasis or dermatitis because they're scratching and they're, you know, really kind of causing an issue at that point of contact. So, yep.
I had to get permission, says one listener, for my daughter in primary school to be allowed to wear a soft cardigan as the school jumper was too itchy for her. Just what we were just talking about. We also got the school crest on it and the school had no problem with it. My son won't wear his school jumper, says somebody else. He says it's too tight, so I'm going to buy two sizes up for him and hopefully that'll work. And somebody else, my four-year-old refuses to wear her socks and shoes. I can't believe I have three more years of this.
Yeah.
How can I introduce at least socks into her world? And I've tried the seamless ones. Are there any other tips I could try?
To be honest, I love that. Bare feet is actually the best thing at all because your feet have the highest concentration of nerve endings. And it's fantastic for balance as well. So I'm like, if they want to be in their bare feet, they're just giving themselves some, lovely inputs that they really need.
They'll surge ahead of everybody else.
Absolutely.
Their balance,
thank you for
their
it.
Dexterity will be through the roof.
Exactly. Their vestibular system will be phenomenal. So it will.
Alwyn, listen, thanks a million for the good advice, as always. Alwyn Moran, neurodevelopment therapist and founder of Cogni Kids.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.